And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Andrew Kreider takes a detour on the Yellow Brick Road.
Dear Mom, greetings from Plymouth. Not the one from my childhood on the south coast with the ships and the ocean breeze, the fish and chips and the fog. No, the other one, the one here in Indiana. I didn't set out to come here today. I was supposed to be driving to Bloomington with two of our kids. Or behind them, actually. You can imagine our mini convoy, the two kids in front in the beat-up old white Jetta, blasting Spanish pop music, while a motley collection of pots, pans, and mismatched bedroom furniture bounced around in the back seat. Me bringing up the rear with a bed, a couch, and a fold-down table in the back of the station wagon. 10 minutes into our journey, the heavens opened. Verily, the sky was rent like a Turner painting. If Neptune had ever visited Indiana, this is the awful retribution he would have visited upon our amber waves of grain. Turning south on 31 was like driving into a car wash at high speed. I lost sight of the kids somewhere in the mist, only to have my phone begin to ring. Bad news. Dad, my windshield wipers quit working. We pulled off the road at exit 228. We're at a gas station, I think. I pulled up behind the kids. Take my car, I said. I'll see if I can find someone to help fix your wipers. Accordingly, they drove off south, leaving me to limp into town, peering out of the driver's window to try and see the side of the road. Suddenly, out of the deluge, I saw what I thought was a car sales place. Gratefully, I parked the wounded vehicle and dashed inside. Inside the door, I rubbed my eyes. I was greeted by the sight of a yellow brick road winding across the showroom to the sales desk. Along the way, there were a scarecrow and various other familiar-looking characters. I seemed to have arrived in Oz. The lady at the desk listened to my plight with great sympathy. "I can't help you right now," she said, "but I know someone across town." A few minutes on the phone, and she was directing me 2 miles down the road to a competitor's business. Back down the yellow bricks, into the white bar of soap, and another harrowing slide through storm-lashed yield signs and yellow lights. My destination turned out to be a tire and repair center. I was waved around to the middle bay of the repair shop, greeted by 2 eager young men bursting to tackle a new challenge. I took my place in the waiting room. Imagine a concrete cell with 1 glass wall, a Coca-Cola dispenser, and a vending machine that sells mainly Snickers bars, a newspaper rack with a sports section from 3 months ago, and a happily bubbling Bun-O-Matic. I could imagine this imposing machine reducing its pot of coffee to base elements by the end of the workday. Out in the bay, the boys were having a heated discussion, waving the dismantled windshield wipers at each other for emphasis. After half an hour, they had things put back together, flipped a switch, and dissolved in tears of laughter. Their boss came into the waiting room for his 3rd cup of coffee with a face the color of the sky. I began to realize this was going to be a long morning, and accordingly bought myself a Snickers bar. And then a 2nd one. Darn, these things taste good. For an hour, I studiously paid no attention to the men behind the glass curtain. Finally, I looked up to see oil-streaked high fives being exchanged. They'd worked it out. The manager came in to deliver the news. "You're good to go. Sorry it took so long, but the guys hooked up your wipers upside down the first time round." "No problem," I said. "I'm just glad you could help me out. What do I owe you?" I braced myself. $41, he replied. "What? 2 hours work by 2 guys and that's all?" I celebrated with another Snickers and got ready to drive out of town. I hope I can get to Bloomington by nightfall. Meanwhile, it turns out Plymouth is a pretty cool place. It's got yellow bricks, brains, courage, and a really big heart. I want to go back there again when the sun is shining. See you soon, Mom. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Andrew Kreider.
Back to you.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now.
What do you think you do then?
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.